You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are going to be chatting a little bit about movies. And one big movie that's recently been on the big screens this year was Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Now, this is a prequel to the latest Mad Max movie, which I believe stars Charlize Theron as Furiosa, but this time we're getting the origin story of the renegade warrior before she actually encounters and teams up with Mad Max. So let's actually get a bit of a flavor with a trailer.
As a child, my world was forever changed. My mother was magnificent. And he took it all from me.
Who do we have here?
She's from a place of abundance. This is our destiny.
My childhood. My mother. I want them back.
I want them back!
That was the trailer for Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, the prequel to the previous movie from George Miller, this time starring Anya Taylor-Joy as Furiosa and Chris Hemsworth as well. Now, I personally haven't seen this movie. However, someone who has had the pleasure to see it in the cinemas is Lucy Franks, and she's joining us now. You've seen this movie not long ago, so let's do first impressions. What was it like?
I must admit, although I tend to go and see fantasy and sci-fi, the Mad Max saga isn't one of my favourite. I'll be honest, I tend to go and see movies that are up to a 12, and I have to really think about if it's going to be higher than that, whether I want to go and see it. I don't like it too bloodthirsty. I don't like a lot of swearing, that kind of thing. But my friend really wanted to go and see it, and the trailer did look good, I must admit. So I enjoyed it far more than I thought I would, I must be honest.
Because I imagine there's a fair bit of action. It is a George Miller film, but were there moments of humour, or was it more quite a heavy, dramatic movie?
It was definitely full of action. There was a lot of action. There is humour, but it's kind of, the humour comes from things like the names of the characters involved in it, and sort of almost incidental humour rather than outright humour. The character Furiosa is very much a serious person. She doesn't actually talk a lot in the film. She hasn't got a lot of lines. So it is really action-led. For example, Chris Hemsworth's character, I mean, when you look at him with the makeup he's got on and that, I mean, obviously I don't see very well, but I wasn't really sure whether it was him or not. It's that good. And although he's quite a nasty character, he's almost a nasty version of Thor, maybe. So there is humour there. And I do remember myself laughing out loud at points. But it is more about the action and more, a serious film than that, to be honest.
Mm. And I do remember, actually, before the movie released, I think they said Anya Taylor-Joy, who plays Furiosa, actually had to fight for even being able to do an emotional scream in a big scene because they originally didn't want that sort of reaction, and she kind of had to put her foot down and be like, no, this needs to happen. She needs to do this blood hurling scream and release this energy. And it's going to, I imagine that would have been quite impactful if she's not really doing much talking.
Yeah, that's the thing that's great about it, because she doesn't talk very much. When she does, it's like, oh, wow, when you sort of really listen and really pay attention. And it only happens when things are really important. You can see why she might have had to fight for that. Her character, very especially in the younger days, she's sort of traumatized, I guess. And therefore, there isn't a lot of emotion, and she doesn't show emotion for a good reason. She doesn't want to give that away. She's sort of biding her time and waiting for a chance to revenge what's happened to her, without wanting to give too much away.
No, that's fair enough. How do you find, did you watch this movie with audio description?
I did. I did find the audio description really good. I must admit, it's a 2.5 hour film, and I'm starting to find, because I can see something and I do watch the film as well as listen, my eyes get tired, especially with a longer film, sort of two-thirds of the way through, I end up perhaps closing my eyes and giving them a rest and just listening to the audio. And I was able to do that. I did make a bit of a mistake, I think, at the end. I think it continued the story with sort of little clips at the end, and I took sort of my audio headphones off and started talking to my friend, and I think we might have missed some bits at the end. And then I thought, oh, if I had the audio description on, I would have understood better what was happening at the end. So that's a tip I would give if you're listening to audio description. You know, keep the headphones on until you're really sure it's finished.
So without going into many details, did you have a favourite character?
I did, actually. My favourite was the History Man. I very often like characters that maybe you don't see that often, so not the obvious, not the main character necessarily, but someone who just appears, but every time they appear, they have an impact. There's a lot of really good ideas in Mad Max, and the idea of him and what he represents and his role. You know, he's not sort of the typical sort of biker wasteland nasty guy, you know, and yet he's there with all these guys. Yeah, he was probably my favourite character. But I mean, there's all sorts of different characters, and it's quite funny. Some of them are basically, they describe what they do. So like the People Eater, for example, is pretty self-explanatory, I think. You know, some are obvious, and then others are like Black Thumb or Toe Jam or Rictus Erectus. You know, for me personally, that provided some of the humour, actually.
I'm going to need to ask this one because I feel like it's one of those things that always comes up whenever we speak about movies or TV shows, which is the soundtrack. How was the soundtrack? Did you notice it as a standout at all?
It didn't stand out as much as it might have done in other films, but I think it was good. And I think, you know, as I've said before, in some respects, if the audio or the soundtrack stands out too much, then, you know, perhaps you'd question how good the movie is. But I think it's quite a heavy soundtrack. It's perfect for the type of film it is. Music was there a lot of the time because there's a lot of action sequences. And one good thing with the audio description is some films, there's so much talking that the audio kind of cuts in for like 3 seconds and you don't get as much as you want. Because this had a lot of action and, you know, the main character wasn't always talking, it did mean the audio description was quite good because it had the time to explain things. So yeah, that was good.
Well, I think we have just one thing left to do, Lucy, which is, what score would you give this movie out of 10, I guess?
This one's quite difficult because it's not my usual cup of tea necessarily. I would give it at least a 7. The main reason for it not being higher is just that some bits were like, oh, I don't really want to watch that. And it was 2.5 hours, and I think 2 hours might have been enough. But I'm sure if you're a Mad Max fan or a fan of this type of film, you would probably give it much higher. And the one thing I did really enjoy was all the different machines and how they, every time, you know, they knock someone off a bike, they would upgrade their own bike with bits before carrying them on and things like that. So that side of it I really, really did enjoy.
There we go. That was Lucy's review of Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, which, as Lucy warned there as well, is a 15 rating here in Britain. So definitely not one for the kids. Now, if you would like to watch this movie, it is available now on streaming services to buy or rent, though do make sure that it is available with AD first.